We're learning more about the investigation into the public disclosure of undercover CIA officer Valerie Plame. This is the same investigation that led to the indictment of the vice president's chief of staff, and the investigation continues. On Monday, Bob Woodward, the famed Washington Post reporter, testified under oath in this case. And here's what he said. A senior Bush administration official told him about the CIA officer nearly a month before her identity was published. Woodward has spoken publicly about this case in the past, and he criticized the investigation on the WHYY program Fresh Air in July.
The woman who was the CIA undercover operative was working in CIA headquarters. There was no national security threat. There was no jeopardy to her life. There was no nothing.
That was Woodward's opinion in July. Now he's been called to testify about the facts that it turned out he himself knew. Here to talk about the significance of this development is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So this makes Woodward the first reporter of all the various reporters to have learned about Valerie Plame?
It would seem to. Bob Woodward said in a statement released to his own newspaper today that he spoke to a senior government official in mid-June of 2003 for a book he was preparing on the preparations for the invasion of Iraq. Judith Miller, formerly of the New York Times, said she spoke to Louis Libby, the vice president's former chief of staff, on June 23rd. Robert Novak, the syndicated columnist, first published Plame's name on July 14th of that year.
This investigation has been going on for 2 years. There's been an indictment of Louis Libby. How is it that Woodward's name is only surfacing now in connection with this case?
Well, he says that the official with whom he spoke recently went to the special prosecutor in the case, Patrick Fitzgerald, who came to him early this month and asked him to testify. It was something of a surprise to editors at the Post. They only learned of this conversation that Woodward had last month. Mr. Woodward said that he had spoken about it to a reporter, Walter Pincus, who had been working on the story at the time, but Mr. Pincus says he has no memory of that.
So the source went to the prosecutor and effectively said, I want to cooperate. I want to give you information. I had this conversation with Bob Woodward, and then the prosecutor calls up Bob Woodward to confirm it. That's what we think happened here.
That appears to be the case.
And that does raise the next question that some people may ask. Should Bob Woodward have revealed the information at his disposal to the readers of his newspaper at some earlier date?
Well, he's certainly one of sort of the pivotal journalistic figures in Washington, Woodward. He knows all kinds of things. Often, he speaks with sources for books on condition that information not be used contemporaneously. If I were a reader of the Washington Post, however, I might well question why, if I'm paying 35 cents for the newspaper each morning, why I didn't learn this seemingly crucial piece of information about the timeline of when government officials were telling journalists about Plame's identity. Woodward also says that this information was given sort of offhandedly and casually. He seems to suggest there was not an intent to damage the CIA agent's
Is there a defense
career.
For Woodward? He's protecting a source the way that other journalists were trying to do.
Absolutely. He says that this was a confidential source. He did not have an arrangement to disclose this publicly prior to now. And even now, he hasn't been given permission to reveal the source's identity.
Well, that's going to lead to the question everybody's going to be asking in Washington, who was this source?
Well, we don't know. Mr. Woodward makes clear that it wasn't Mr. Libby. Karl Rove, the president's political advisor, who has been another person of great interest in this inquiry, his lawyer says that Mr. Rove was not the person either. It's not clear precisely who it was.
Somebody else.
Somebody else.
NPR's David Folkenflik. David, thanks very much.
Good to join you.